Oh, penis. Shit. Yeah. Venus? Venus? Venus or penis?
Venus.
Venus. Your Gyarados' name is Venus.
Venus.
Your long snake dragon is called Venus.
Venus.
And it's pretty strong for...
Hey, no, what...
He can battle with the best of them.
He can battle with the best of them. That's the best stats he's ever seen.
On your Venus.
On the Venus.
On the Venus.
Well, I'm Kurt Steiner.
David West.
And welcome to the Kind of Epic Show. Today we're going to try to cover...
A lot.
E3 and Incredibles 2. Which do you want to cover first?
I'm pulling up E3.
So, E3, there was...
trailers, let's see.
There was a lot of things that happened at E3.
Best of. Let's see, is there best of trailers? IGN did top 10 trailers. Top...
But yeah, it's been a interesting week. If you guys have seen Incredibles 2, I would highly recommend it. It's probably as good, if not on par... It's on par.
Bob
if not...
Parr? Ellen Parr?
Okay.
The Parr family?
Yes, it's on par, pun fully intended, with the last Incredibles. But I think the funniest thing of the entire movie is at the very beginning, like the first 5 minutes of the movie, is explaining why it took them 10 years to make Incredibles 2. And I'm like, come on. Why does it take you 14 years to make a movie about characters we like, but it takes you no time at all to make Cars 2, Planes, Cars 3.
How is this explained in the first 10 minutes?
Did you not get that little trailer?
What are you talking about?
Okay, when I
went to see... Where did you see it?
I saw it at Regal Theaters.
Okay.
So, in the first, like, 10 minutes, the first 5 minutes is just a little clip of all the actors talking about why it took so long for the movie
really?
To get made.
Really? Okay, I saw it at Flix.
So, yeah. I didn't get that at Flix. They were talking about, like, oh, you have to write a story, you have to get all the actors together, you have to animate it, and then you have to put it on the computer. I'm like, guys, this is something you can honestly get done in 5 years. Why did it take you 14?
Because in the past 14 years, there have been 2 Cars sequels. 3 Cars movies have come out.
Why? For movies we didn't ask for, but movies that were financially successful for children.
The Cars movies were very financially successful.
For kids.
But kids demand the dollar. Kids control the dollar.
I thought the mouse controlled the dollar.
Well, he does now.
He does. He pretty much controls the American economy, let's be real.
Especially now. So.
Yeah, just getting the Fox merger.
Yeah. That's actually happening again.
Oh, did they accept the bid, or is it...
Yeah, Fox accepted Disney's bid of $71.3 billion.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now, again, the mouse owns everything. The mouse knows all, claims all praise the mouse.
Yeah. But Incredibles 2 was, yes, on par with the first one. I do have complaints.
What are your
complaints? I don't think it's perfect.
Oh, it's definitely not a perfect movie. I haven't seen a perfect movie in a long time.
Considering Pixar usually has a perfect standard.
Are you serious?
Including Cars or Good Dinosaur.
Good Dinosaur is horrid.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Don't.
I heard it's pretty bad. The director got fired halfway through that one and had a bunch of issues.
It was so boring. It's just a boring movie.
Yeah. They got like... pushed way up in development. It was supposed to be delayed a while. It wasn't supposed to come out, and then they pushed it forward. There were a bunch of things that happened with the Bad Dinosaur where they just kind of got it out, and that was it. But,
okay.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. My issues with it. I felt it rehashed. Well, not necessarily rehashed, but a lot of the plot, I felt, was actually recycled from the first movie. Just reversed.
Yeah.
In the first movie, you have Bob, Mr. Incredible, taking the missions for the will-be bad guys. In Incredibles 2, you have Elastigirl taking the missions from the would-be bad guys.
True.
While the other one is at home with the kids. And when they go to rescue each other. In the first one, you have Elastigirl telling the kids to stay put, don't leave. In
this one,
you have Bob telling
the kids,
don't, yeah, to stay and don't leave. And the kid's coming and helping save the day. It happens in both movies.
Okay, so this is going to sound completely weird and off topic.
Okay.
But Void, I found actually, like, really attractive.
I'm sure you did.
I don't know why.
I'm sure you did.
I thought she was a good character. She needed more development.
Or well, maybe, it's not her movie, so.
It's not, but I liked her.
Jack-Jack.
She's cute.
Stole the show in this. Jack-Jack is the star of Incredibles 2. Oh my god, there's a 2-pack of toys you can go get at Target. I saw it yesterday. It's Jack-Jack and the Raccoon. Part of me just wants those. Like, if they release a Raccoon Funko Pop,
you know what
I'm
they
going
should
to
do?
Get it.
You know what they should do is they should make some sort of a joke or reference in the next Infinity War.
Yeah.
Where they have a child to try to attack Rocket.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be so great.
That'd be funny. What was your other complaints?
That's pretty much it. Just kind of felt, it didn't feel as new.
You know what was interesting about this? It's probably because I was viewing it as a kid at the time. But when I first watched the original Avengers, like, I really didn't see a time setting for it.
Of the Avengers or
no,
Incredibles?
Not Incredibles. Like, yeah, it definitely felt like a 50s movie, but it was kind of like, oh, yeah, it could
it's
be
timeless.
Timeless. This one, I'd have to say, is not timeless, purely for the fact of the costuming.
Okay.
The costuming in this one is a little bit more, like, definitely 60s. All the architecture and all the...
Well, I think we talked about it. The first one's definitely set in the 60s.
The first one I thought was, like, late 50s, but
no,
the thing is this is supposed
to be... There's a 15-year time gap. One of the newspaper reports in it has a date of 1950-something.
So that's the... So it's in the 60s.
Yeah.
But I could really tell the age of this movie. Like, it just... And then another thing is the reason I was
the
like...
architecture of the house. That
architecture of the house,
in,
the children talking to each other.
Yeah.
Via actual face interaction, not over the phone.
Yeah.
The diner that they went to is very 50s, 60s-esque.
Yeah.
They
reference the Golden Age costumes.
Yeah.
They even call them the Golden Age costumes.
Yeah.
Which, that makes sense because in the time gap, if you look at the actual years in human history and comic book history, that's a switch over from the Golden Age to the Silver Age.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a nice little...
My
reference.
Favorite character of this whole movie is the Incredibile.
Yeah? Why is that?
You see, it was kind of like just like a tool in the last...
It's barely in the first one. It's
in
just
first
in
one,
the beginning.
But it's an actual like really good... Like, holy shit, this was... How the fuck did he afford this?
It was probably paid for him.
Whatever.
He didn't... I mean, how did any superheroes get money? They were probably part of the government. They were probably already employed by the government. The government probably made that car for him.
Either way, it's badass. You know? So, definitely go see Incredibles 2.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. And my complaints, don't get me wrong, even though it almost feels like a... It feels like a copy of the first one, how people complain about A New Hope feeling like...
Oh, God, yeah.
The Force Awakens.
Force Awakens felt totally
like
New Hope. Which is why I love Last Jedi even more, because it was nothing like Empire Strikes Back. But that's a discussion.
I know, but I'm just saying...
Like I'm saying something
no,
wrong.
No, not at all. Not at all. I was just curious on... Yeah, no. Not at all. But yeah, I don't agree with that argument that Force Awakens is a carbon copy of A New Hope. It has thematically similarities, but I think this one's almost like they just kind of lift the plot.
Yeah.
And switch it.
Okay.
And that's it.
E3.
All right.
Biggest drop.
Hold on.
The new Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Snake is solid for Solid Snake.
I do.
Everybody
have...
is coming back. Every playable character ever in Super Smash Brothers is now coming back. The only new character that they announced was Ripley, and the next character they need to, according to the internet, and I also agree with them, is Waluigi. We need Waluigi to be a playable character, please, Nintendo. Let us have this.
Do you know why they created Waluigi?
To be a rival for Luigi in Mario Tennis.
Yeah. So
and also,
Wario would have a partner in
Mario
Tennis.
Okay, so Wario has his own games. Luigi has his own games. Mario has all the games. Yoshi has games. Kirby has games. Where is Waluigi's game?
Yeah.
We need a Waluigi game, and we also need him to be in Smash.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. Let's see here.
And it needs to be a Waluigi dating sim, because I think that would be funny.
Well, the best of E3 trailers from IGN is 50 minutes, so we can't do that.
So the next thing that I would like to talk about is Halo Infinite.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure if this is the new game or if it's just source like a third-party source game that they're going to be making, like how they've been trying to do the third-party multiplayer from 3 to 4 to 5, combine them together.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, it's more of a less a tease. Maybe like it looks like a new engine for Halo, which I'd be okay with. But the thing is if Halo 6 does not have Master Chief dying at the end, I'm going to be very pissed. They need to close the Master Chief loop. They need to close the Master Chief loop.
Got a question. One game that I'm super excited for that was during the E3 Sony press conference is, I know I'm going to butcher the name, so I'll let you do it.
Ghost of Tsushima?
Yeah, I'm going to pull this up. I want you to see this. Have you seen this trailer?
Oh, is this the one where the guy was playing the flute on stage?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was. I'm going to fast forward a little bit. Let's get to the game. Sony's press conference was fucking weird this year. They had a lot of stuff like that going on. It was weird.
There's a lot of band performances. So this is the game.
This is the game. This is absolutely stunning. Holy shit. I cannot wait for this game. I'm almost concerned that it wouldn't play on my regular PS4. Like, I would almost need a Pro to play this game.
I bet you that guy's acting like he's playing the flute. He's probably not actually playing the flute.
I don't know. They had all the guests get up and change rooms and stuff during it. It was a heavily involved.
So is this like a samurai simulator?
Yeah. Look at this. That's gameplay, dude.
Holy crap.
That's gameplay.
That's amazing.
Right? Look at the textures on the grass and everything.
That Dairy Queen's fighting my intestines right now.
It's 11 minutes of video, so I'll skip ahead from time to time. But
that's beautiful.
Right? Look at that field.
So this is Fugal Japan.
Then. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
Hey, at least there's no any giant robots and bullshit like there was in Batman Ninja.
Right. That we know of.
I swear, that's the one thing. This game looks so beautiful, and if they ruin it with giant mechs, fuck.
All right, I'm going to skip ahead a bit. He's going to go through him riding in this field of...
Wow, the textures are just amazing.
There's no release date on this yet.
Well, they shouldn't have one, because this looks like it's a work of art.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. If you haven't watched the trailer for Ghost of Tsushima, or Tsushima? I don't know how to pronounce that. Do yourself a favor and go watch this gameplay. Look at that! Just look at that grass!
That's crazy. Whoa.
Right?
Okay, so what other games really impressed you? Like, they've been talking about the new Spider-Man game, and that still looks like it's going to be a great game. Does that have a release date?
Yes, it comes out September 7th.
Huh.
It comes out a week before Shadow of the Tomb Raider, which also looks amazing. I've enjoyed both of the recent Tomb Raider games, so I'm looking forward to that. But Spider-Man's going to be the game of choice within those 2 weeks.
Oh, another thing that I was really surprised by, in E3 was the announcement of the next Fallout.
Yeah.
Because it seems like, usually for their Fallouts, they take...
But Fallout 76 is...
It's the same engine.
As 4. And it's online only.
What do you mean?
It's an MMO. It's online only. There's no single player campaign. Oh, man. Yeah, you didn't realize that?
No.
It's online only. Look at this. Look, still looking at the Ghost trailer. Just look. Look at this fucking game.
It's gorgeous. So you can only play it online.
Yeah, it's online only.
That's gonna suck.
But apparently you can nuke your neighbor's colonies and stuff like that, so that's fun.
But I mean, didn't they learn their lesson with Elder Scrolls Online?
Apparently not.
Oh man, they're just gonna piss off a lot of people.
Yeah. So check out Ghost. It looks incredible.
Oh, and they also announced Elder Scrolls 6.
They did.
They didn't say what.
When
or what it is.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a panning shot over mountains. But yeah, I'm excited for the next. Oh, did you see that joke trailer for a Skyrim Super Special Edition?
That's not a joke, sir. I was going to pull that up. That's real.
You can play Skyrim.
You can play Skyrim on your Alexa.
That's so stupid. Are you fucking kidding me?
No. So, they released Skyrim, the very special edition. It's a funny trailer with Keegan-Michael Key.
Alexa, play Skyrim. You're level 57 and see a tall snowy mountain.
Are you shitting me? This is real.
This is real. And life
become one. A mud crab scuttles towards
first one up.
I didn't catch that.
First one up.
I didn't quite catch that.
First one up.
Your trap echoes all the way to Sovngarde.
What happened?
First one up.
Haven't
reached that level yet.
I'm sworn to carry your burdens.
Ooh.
The dragon unleashes fire breath on you.
I thought this was a joke.
No.
Are you telling me this is
real?
This
is real, yeah. It is real.
God damn it.
Yeah, I know, it's awesome.
That's so fucking stupid.
But awesome. I'm never gonna play it. I'm never gonna play it on there.
Yeah, no, it's just... I mean, Skyrim, when it first came out, was an amazing game. Still is an amazing game.
Yeah.
But they need to stop making fucking ports of it. They need to come out with the next goddamn Elder Scrolls.
Well, did you see the Blades? The cell phone game?
God, there's a cell phone Skyrim?
No, it's called Blades or something like that.
Oh, that's right. I heard about it. Yeah, they're going to do an Elder Scrolls game on the phone. Yeah.
Yeah, and it might make its way to the Switch as well. But it looks neat. It looks all right. This is an ad for Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee,
which
we
also
did see
looks...
gameplay of. I'm still not 100% sold. I mean, we just were out playing some Pokemon Go, but I don't know. I don't like the integration of Pokemon Go into my console Pokemon games.
I think it's great. I love the whole idea of taking that Pokeball with you.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
If I'm going to be honest, I'm probably going to go with Eevee.
Me and Marissa are going to get each one. We're going to get both of them.
And the fact that you can play it with one Joy-Con.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, man, that Dairy Queen is fucking killing my insides.
Well, it was worth it.
It was. Okay, what else?
I'm a big Sony guy. The Sony's press conference was awesome. The trailer for Last of Us Part 2
mm-hmm.
looked incredible.
Oh, another thing that I want to talk about is, it was one of Nintendo's releases, or was it? No, it was one of Bethesda's. Rage 2 did not need a sequel. Rage 1 was not, it was visually stunning for the time it was, but it does not require a sequel because the story was just torrid. There was no story, it was all about the special effects.
Yeah.
It does not deserve a sequel. Come on, Bethesda.
I never played the first one, so...
The only reason why it sold so well is because people are like, oh, look at the fucking graphics. They were so good.
Yeah. Never played it. So I don't really have much to say.
Don't play Rage. Don't play Rage 1 or 2. Don't buy it.
Well, What If 2 ends up being a really good game.
Oh, and I'm also excited about Odyssey, Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yeah, yeah. That was going to be my next get to.
Being able to interact with Socrates is what makes the game worth it.
I have the trailer up for Last of Us. And I love Naughty Dog. Hell, I got a Naughty Dog sticker on my computer.
Yeah.
The Uncharted franchise is one of my favorite franchises in gaming.
Yeah.
But
how are they able to party like this? Oh, wow, she's old.
Yeah, she's gotten a lot older. A lot of time has passed.
She's like, what, 20-something?
Probably. It's probably been 10 years, I would say. If I had to guess.
Holy shit, it's What's-His-Face from Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. So this is just showing off how impressive the graphics are. I'm going to skip forward a bit. Sony's being really progressive here.
Oh, two girls dancing?
Not only dancing.
Oh, do they make out?
They make out. They kiss, yeah. So, way to go, Sony.
Okay.
Way to go, Sony.
Way to go.
We'll get to gameplay here in a moment. That's so impressive. Like, it looks... Like, those facial expressions are just...
Real.
Real.
Well, I mean, that's what the motion tracking is doing.
Yeah. Oh, so I went to a panel with Troy Baker, and he talked about the first one. And just... there's an emotional story that he told about, like, the process of making it. He gave that his all.
Did he cry?
I cried listening to it. I was like, holy shit. Troy Baker is one of the most talented voice actors in all of video games.
Kiss her. Do it. She doesn't look like she's into it. Oh, there she is.
Yeah, there she goes.
There she's
just taken aback a little bit. She was just like, oh.
Oh, of course, going straight into murder right after.
That environment, that's gameplay, by the way.
That looks so nice. The first game was such an emotional roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite part of the whole game is that whole, like, gay couple scene. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Ooh, they've got these magazines. They're all sticky. It's like, <"Ugh!" laughs>
Just look at the lighting on that car.
That's crazy. But the question is, where are the zombies?
I don't know.
That's going to be an interesting thing. Maybe
the zombies ended up not even being that much of a threat in the first one.
That's true.
They were just kind of there. I mean, those damn clickers were like a pain in the ass. I hated getting through that like locker room or whatever that was.
God, that was horrid.
That took me 100 times to get through that. Go forward a bit.
So yeah, this game looks great. What's another game that came out?
Let's get to this. Yeah, this is incredible. Let's see. I guess we could definitely talk about Origins, or not Origins, Odyssey.
The fact that you can talk to Socrates, and it looks like the thing is you can choose your own path, is if you want to start off with a female character or a male
character. It's being compared to the Mass Effect of Assassin's Creed.
Ooh.
So it's going to have that much freedom in the story of what you can
do. So your choices actually matter.
Yeah.
That might be fun.
The thing that bugs the shit out of me is the fact that it takes place like 400 years before Origins.
I mean, yeah.
We just saw the origin of the Brotherhood. Okay, let's take another game 500 years before. 400 years before. Okay, I guess. Sure.
I bet you the next thing they're probably going to do. I mean, the whole Assassin's Creed story revolves around pieces of Eden.
Yeah.
So there's probably going to be a piece of Eden.
Oh, for sure.
Did Origins have a piece of
Eden?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It had that's right.
There was the apple. Yeah, there's the apple that, what's his name had? Like, one of the scorpion?
Or scorpion the lion? King?
No.
Alexander the Great.
No, Alexander, Anubis. No. So, Caesar's the top... One of the top guys, you have to kill the guy underneath him and the other guy, and they each of those guys had
a piece of
Eden. Yeah, so there's like two in there.
So the thing is that's how I think they're gonna get around it, is that it's a piece of Eden.
Yeah, deal more with the precursors.
Yeah,
and do like another origin story, but for the precursors.
Precursors didn't really show much up in Origins. Maybe they'll show up in this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe we'll actually get to interact with the precursor.
And I hopefully it still carries on from the modern-day timeline in it, too.
They haven't really... No, the thing is...
Origins did quite a bit.
Yeah, Origins did quite a bit, and it's going to be that same person from Origins.
Yeah, I mean, she connected with Desmond's dad in it, too. He shows up at the end with her.
That was Desmond's dad?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So...
Did we ever mention what happened to fucking Desmond?
He dies.
I mean, I know he dies, but, like...
It's... You find out in Black Flag? Is that the one?
Yeah.
It's in some lines of dialogue in one of the audio files where they're doing his autopsy. Yeah.
What did he die of?
At the end of 3, when he gets struck by the precursor.
So, he just died...
Well, you know how 3 ends on that big cliffhanger?
I actually never played 3.
Oh, 3 ends on a giant cliffhanger, and we never see that cliffhanger resolved. It just skips the resolution of that cliffhanger. They must have just chose to kill him.
Huh.
Which is annoying, because Nolan North was the voice of Desmond, and I love Nolan North.
He's everything.
Yeah.
He plays Deadpool in the Deadpool game, which is a great game.
Yes.
But not worth $60. I would say it's worth 20. If you can find it for 20, it's a good investment.
Yeah, it's about there now. Another trailer we got. We got a new trailer for Death Stranding. Which
is what's his face? Daryl.
Hideo Kojima's new game, creator of Metal Gear Solid. It's him and Guillermo del Toro.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah. So they were working. The three main people involved are Hideo Kojima, Guillermo del Toro, and Norman Reedus.
Mm-hmm.
They were previously before.
They were working to make Silent Hill. Because I remember from what was it? PT.
Yeah. Which was amazing. I was so stoked for that game, and that game never came to be because Kojima and he got fired from.
Fired? I thought he just left.
No, he got. It's Japan. It was more of a you have to go, sort of thing.
Hmm.
Because they still care about honor, so it was a firing. He got shown the door. Because he was still working on Metal Gear Solid 5 and had a bunch of disagreements with that. Because Metal Gear Solid 5 is an incomplete game. There's there's no final boss in that game. There's the last handful of missions are repeated missions on, like, just harder. There's no ending to that game.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And Hideo Kojima wanted to delay the game to finish it. Like, there's videos out there of the unfinished levels and what the ending of that game would have actually been. And they were like, no, we're getting the game. You'll have to do it in DLC. He was big against doing, like, releasing DLC to finish the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, rightfully so. But they wanted it out by that date. And it caused a big uproar. So they canceled Silent Hills and he got fired. So they just took, they were all three completely willing to work together. So they started work on Death Stranding.
Which... Now, here's another thing that I saw at E3 that we don't need.
Yeah.
We don't need another game, Gears of War.
Yeah, there is a... Like, this game, I have no idea what it's going to be. Like, it looks gorgeous. I just don't know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, Anthem. Anthem looks fun.
I didn't see that. One game that I want to watch a trailer for I haven't actually watched is Cyberpunk.
Oh, that looks fun.
Is that just for Xbox?
I think so, yeah. It's Mountain Climbing Simulator with Reedus, what's his face?
Norman Reedus. But with... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what this is. I don't know what it... I'm going to get it because I love Hideo Kojima.
It's going to be the Mountain Climbing Simulator.
Yeah, look at this. It's uncanny. The Uncanny Valley no longer exists.
It's beautiful. It looks like he's got a little robot friend.
Yeah. It's like, I've heard rumors that, like, they almost never need to release another console because the technology, like, when's the next time the technology is going to take such a next great leap forward? You know?
I don't know, man. If they make,
yeah, you weren't wrong.
Yeah, what did I say? Mountain Climbing Simulator. If they make like a fully immersive, a full immersion game like
Ready Player One,
not like that. Well, yeah, like Ready Player One, but like Sword Art Online.
Yeah,
I would go for that in a heartbeat. I wouldn't even.
Wait, that's clearly you're clearly moving a body there.
You see, the one thing that I would really, really like I really liked Sword Art Online. And I wouldn't even mind that I died in real world. In the real world, the whole fact that I could go full Viking for maybe like a year before I hit the bucket, I'm totally cool with that.
You'd get sick within your first week.
I'd die pretty quickly, but the fact that I got to live for a brief second as a real Viking would make everything worth it.
Look at this. He just had to pull off his toenail.
Yum. Oh, and he's got a gun.
Yeah. Watch this trailer for Death Stranding. It's... Let us know your thoughts on what this game's going to be about. Like, all the trailers they've released so far just have me scratching my head.
What the fuck's going on with him? What the fuck? Huh. That's the ideal lady right there.
Yeah.
Red hair, blue eyes, pale as shit.
Ladies and gentlemen. Kurt single and is looking for some action. Well, that's why I said ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not into the gentlemen.
I know. I'm just giving you
a shot. I will say this. One of the funnier interactions that I have with my friends is when, you know, like, I like my women the same way I like my coffee, black. Well, I'm going to say the way I like my women is the same way I like my milk, pale. Or there's also those people like, I like my women the same way I like my coffee, without a fucking penis in it.
But there's nothing wrong if you do.
There's nothing wrong with you do, but I just think that's a funny joke.
I am fully accepting of you.
Holy shit, this game trailers.
It's E3. All game trailers are long at E3.
True. What's another game that came out?
We did have some new Kingdom Hearts information.
Oh, God. Everybody's all over that.
It did get pushed back until February of next year. Or not February. End of January. End of January. January 29th.
You just need to let go of all your expectations.
I can't
just let it go.
Why?
Let it go.
Because it's Frozen? Because Frozen's in it?
Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go.
Papa, can you hear me?
That's a really funny Deadpool 2 joke.
Yeah, I know.
I love that.
So, I don't know if you saw the...
Oh, yeah. another thing that they announced is that Fortnite is
on the Switch. Yeah, yeah.
And I fucking hate it.
I've been playing it.
I absolutely despise it. You 12-year-olds are fucking ruining my experience.
I've been enjoying
it. I'm sorry I haven't played the game before, but you need to stop teabagging my corpse and calling and telling me about all the raping you do. It's
like carts. There's other game modes.
It looks like it's a fun game. It's just I can't get into it because nobody will let me get into it. Kids are so mean.
That's why we got to just start playing together, Kurt.
Yeah. I mean, I did give you my friend code on Switch, so we'll be playing here soon.
Did you see the Resident Evil 2 remake trailer?
Oh, I did, yes.
I'm so stoked. I can't believe it's taken this long because the Resident Evil 1 remake came out on the damn GameCube, and that game still looks great.
What was the original Resident Evil on?
PS2. Or PS1. PS1.
So the remake came out on GameCube. Didn't the GameCube come out at the same time as PS1?
No. No.
Like a few years after, right?
About... Yeah.
When did the PlayStation come out?
95.
That came out in 4. So yeah, that's...
About 9 years later it came out. Yeah. But... yeah, this I was so stoked to see Leon again. It's going to the over-the-shoulder camera that we got in Resident Evil 4 with Leon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just it's crazy knowing that the Resident Evil remake on GameCube came out in like 04, 05, and we're just now getting the Resident Evil 2 remake.
Mm-hmm.
And it still looks great.
Wow.
Leon Kennedy. Jesus Christ. Raccoon City Police. Money's in my account. Always plenty. Attention, all citizens. Due to the citywide outbreak. And don't make my mistake. If you see one of those things, uniform or not, you do not hesitate. Wow, that looks beautiful. Claire. I'm a big fan of the original Resident Evil games, so this makes me really happy.
You know, this is going to sound weird, but I didn't get into Resident Evil until I played House of Dead, arcade game.
Yeah?
Oh, man, that Dairy Queen is literally killing me.
Oh, that's too bad.
I just really need to fart really badly, but I can't.
Hopefully... Look at that hallway. Man. Hopefully this means that...
More remakes will be coming.
Yeah, hopefully, like, the... Like, Resident Evil 3 is coming on the way, too. But those games take place concurrently. Resident Evil 2 and 3 are taking place at the same time. I think it would be an awesome...
Remind me, Resident Evil is with the Pyramid Heads, correct?
No, that's Silent Hill.
That's Silent Hill, okay.
But Resident Evil 3 has Nemesis and Jill Valentine's back from the first Resident Evil.
Fun.
Like, I really hope they at least reference the events going on in that game as well. Like, that Leon runs across Jill or something. I don't care if you redo history.
Gears of War 5 does not need to exist.
Yeah, you keep saying that. And I do want to pull up the Smash trailer.
Yes! Smash.
Where are we at? We're at 39 minutes. Smash will be the last one. There are so many games. Super Mario Party. Fuck yes.
Yes.
I love Mario Party. Nintendo really didn't have a whole lot of games.
And that's one of the jokes that I saw on a video about E3 is like, oh, we don't have much to announce this year. It's just
but
we've got a few
here's
games.
Smash!
And Smash!
Yeah, yeah. So, last 2016, Nintendo took one game to E3. Nintendo took one game to E3.
Breath of the Wild.
That's the only game they took to E3.
And it killed.
Ended up winning Game of the Year.
Of course.
So, last year, they announced quite a few games. Kirby Star Allies, Odyssey, what else? They had a teaser for Metroid Prime,
mm-hmm.
which we didn't get anything on this year.
We're still waiting for it.
Yeah. So.
But.
Let's see. We have Mario.
Donkey Kirby.
Doing the music. You hear the music?
Yeah.
So. It's nice looks knowing like, that there are some levels added based
and,
on it.
And we've got Mario and Mario Cappy. Maker yeah, and, clothing
uh-huh.
and Cappy wear. Donkey Kong.
I'm going to get Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze.
Donkey Kong has a conky dong.
See,
I like the new Smashes. They're so much better.
I do have to say one character I would like to see is...
Waluigi, just say it.
Yes, yes. But also, since Donkey Kong's in it, getting Pauly, now that she's in Odyssey...
Because Pauline...
But that's who Donkey Kong kidnaps.
I know, but the thing is what would her moveset be?
I don't know.
And I love this new Smash Link. He's from Breath of the Wild.
We have three different versions of Link in this game. It's amazing.
And his end Smash is so cool.
I like how it has the hero's tunic.
And it's a guardian arrow. I love that. Samus.
Of course.
And Zero Suit Samus, of course.
Yep.
Who's your go-to Smash?
I've always been a Link or Samus guy. Or even Fox. I'm a big Fox fan.
I'm a big Snake, Ike, and
I never
Sonic.
I've never owned the one that had Snake. I didn't own that game. That was Brawl, right?
Yeah.
On GameCube. I never owned Brawl.
That was actually Wii.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I never owned it. And, yeah.
Yoshi.
Melee.
Kirby.
Melee was the GameCube, yeah.
Yeah,
Kirby's always a good one.
My go-to is usually Sonic,
I do like Pikachu. I like the fact that they said that Kirby's gonna be able to change to any character. He'll have their absorption.
Yeah. I mean, that's always been a standard.
Well, they're doing it for every character.
Yeah.
It's not going to have any repeats or anything. It's going to be different per character. We did get some Starlink footage, which is their new Star Fox title.
Mm-hmm.
I also hope for, like, a new... new generation Pokemon, like get Decidueye. That'd be awesome. The owl mm-hmm. from Sun and Moon. He'd be great.
They finally address, like, Luigi's Smash was terrible. This new one's good.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Luigi's actually usually my main. I forgot about him. Because I would always play as Luigi when I was playing with my friends.
Gotcha. Ness.
Oh, God. I know this kid who's, like, ridiculously good with Lucas.
Really?
Like, it's so hard to kill him when he's Lucas. I don't know why.
I've never understood the inclusion of Pichu. Like, why'd they add Pichu? You already have Pikachu.
Well, he's back.
I know. Well, it makes sense, because everyone is back.
Captain Falcon, one of my favorite characters.
You know, I was listening to an argument the other day that Captain Falcon is more known for Smash now...
Than he is.
Than F-Zero?
Yeah. But are they ever going to make another F-Zero game?
No, probably not.
Of course not.
Which is too bad. It really is.
Especially with the motion controls for the Switch and the Wii. I'm surprised.
Jigglypuff, yeah. Kirby. I've always enjoyed playing with Jigglypuff.
I know this guy who's, like, ridiculously good with Peach.
Really?
And it's kind of like an insult to get killed by him. Because he's just so damn good. Oh, I love me some Bowser, too. Daisy's a character.
Yeah. Alternate costume for Peach.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But that's
okay, okay. Now we've got Daisy in here, but we don't have fucking Waluigi. Are you shitting me? Come on,
considering,
guys.
Yeah. Daisy hasn't been in a main series Mario game. It's too bad.
Bowser looks sick. Like, legitimately, not like cool.
Looks ill.
He looks ill. Our music's playing, dude.
Oh, our music is playing. Good catch. Gonna mute that. Good catch. I was like, man, this music sounds familiar. It's like, way to go, Micus. You made it into Smash Brothers. Glad the Ice Climbers are back. I've always enjoyed them. The people felt cheated that they weren't in the last one.
Yeah.
Chic.
Oh, I like that. Gerudo Town.
Yeah. At least we can agree it's good they didn't add Sheik from Breath of the Wild.
Was Sheik in Breath of the Wild?
Yeah. She's the one that gives you the hero's tunic, the old lady.
Say what?
Yeah, it's Sheik.
The hero's tunic. Oh, that old lady?
Yeah, the blue tunic.
Ugh.
It does make sense why they didn't
I thought update. That was Impa.
Oh, it was Impa. Never mind.
I was gonna
Never
say.
Never mind, it was Impa. But, okay, yeah. You're
that's
right.
Impa.
That's Impa. You played it recently, more recently than me. Yeah, that's Impa. You're right.
Pichu. I'm excited to see Pokemon Trainer come back.
Yeah.
He's got good movesets.
Yeah, I liked him.
And it's the same Smash.
Yep. Falco!
There's like a cult behind Falco. Like, yeah? I know a lot of people who love Falco.
Really? I mean, he's just it's the same moveset as Fox.
He's got a little bit of a quicker moveset.
Okay.
Okay, so there are so many Fire Emblem characters.
There are. There's a ton.
Okay, where does Corrin come from? Fire Emblem?
Maybe?
Because she's a new character that I had no idea about. You heard that?
Yeah.
That's my stomach trying to kill itself.
Jesus!
Lucina, which is Fire Emblem.
Yeah. If they have an E next to their name, I think that just means it's a different costume. I love the addition of Young Link from Link Between Worlds.
Yes.
I have the Figma for Young Link. It's awesome.
Ganondorf.
Gerudo. The only male Gerudo.
Yep. He's got such a slow moveset, though.
Yeah. I'm missing his Smash amiibo. I would love to get it. You get his horse with the Smash amiibo.
Hmm.
So if you find it, grab it. And I would buy it from you. Toon Link's still on there. So there's so many different versions of Link in this game.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize they had the Mega Mewtwo on here.
Of course they did.
Was that his last...
That's a Smash.
From the last one?
No.
I didn't play much of the last one.
I didn't see his Smash in the last one.
Evolutions haven't been around that long. It would have had to been for the Wii U.
Roy... Yes,
Mr. Game & Watch.
I love
back.
Mr. Game
yeah.
& Watch. If you know how to spam his attacks, he's actually a really good character.
Yeah,
I was actually slightly skilled with Mr. Game & Watch, and I love his taunt. His taunt like is super invulnerable. Only thing is his Smash sucks.
Okay.
Meta Knight.
Yeah.
I really didn't care for him as a character. His moveset is way too fast.
Hit.
Didn't they recently just come out with a new game for Pit?
I think so.
It's probably because he did so well in Smash.
Probably.
Dark Pit, ooh. I don't understand why Dark Pit's an extra character.
It's not. See, it had the E next to the number. So it's just an alternate costume.
Oh, okay. Zero Suit Samus. You know, in my opinion, I feel like Zero Suit Samus is a better character.
I do too.
Than Samus. You know what I really hope for is in Brawl they had an actual like storyline game.
Yeah.
Like
something. You hope they have that on it here too.
I really hope that they have that on this game.
Yeah. Wario.
Hey David, we need to wrap this up. I need to go.
Okay. Yeah, you have to be there at 4, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, shit. There's so much to talk about. All right. So Kurt's got to go to work.
And David's off for the day, so he gets to enjoy whatever he wants.
Yeah, I'm probably going to put in Jurassic World and watch it before I go see the new one.
Fun.
Yeah. All right. Have fun, guys. We will talk to you later.
I'm Kurt Steiner.
David West.
Have a good one, guys.
Yep. Find us on Twitter at Kind of Epic Show. Damn it, at Kind of Epic Show. Me on Twitter at @DavidWest_KOES.
Find us at Twitter at just spam your keyboard.
I'm going to turn it off now.
Do it.
Nope, apparently not. Apparently it doesn't want me to.